Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your
Welcome back. Seven till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my book, my new book. And it's, we're celebrating 17 years of the Small Business Advocate Show with one of our founding members, Bert Folsom, professor of history at Hillsdale College, author of New Deal or Raw Deal, also co-author of FDR Goes to War. That's a pair, folks. You need to have both of them. I promise you, you'll when you read those books, you'll see all kinds of things coming to pass today that are right out of that book. It's like a prophecy. So check that out wherever books are sold. Bert, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 17 great years
of support. Good to be with you, Jim.
Okay, I want you to help us with this revelation in over the last week or so from Professor Dr. Jonathan Gruber. Who professor of economics at MIT, one of the architects of Obamacare, who's now famously, maybe infamously, notoriously, certainly, has been revealed a number of videos. I mean, like, I don't know, a dozen maybe videos of him talking about how, and this, folks, I'm paraphrasing, but it's exactly what he's saying. Because the American people are so stupid, that was his word, stupid, because they're so inept economically, in the economic understanding, because they have a short attention span, and because we know better than they do, we had to lie and obfuscate and dupe everyone, courts, Congress, people, everyone, to get Obamacare through, because otherwise it would never have passed. If we had actually told them what the thing actually was and how it really worked, it would never have passed. And then he said, Bert, I'm okay with lying. I'm paraphrasing, folks, but not the intent of what he said. I'm okay with lying as long as it got passed because I believe in the law. Now in one bundle there, Bert, we have an economic bankruptcy and we have a moral bankruptcy. What do you think?
Well, we do, and if we look back at moral teachers from Socrates to Jesus, mm-hmm. to modern ones, they don't confuse means and ends. Means and ends go together. So illicit means to produce supposedly good ends is something that has been taught in classrooms for centuries as being something undesirable, but apparently not to the progressive mindset of Jonathan Gruber.
To every civilized person of well-meaning in hundreds of years, the term Machiavelli means, of all the other things that he talked about, and as smart as he was, the term Machiavelli means the end justifies the mean to most people, and it's used as a pejorative.
It is.
And that's what he did.
Is nervous about lying to produce something that is counterproductive. In other words, he urges the princes to have ends that are defensible, or at least that you can get away with. And I'm not sure that we have an end that we can get away with here.
Is there a historical
here is a failure?
Is there a historical analogy to this that you can think of?
Well, Roosevelt, of course, again, was always using means and ends in a confused way. We're talking about trying to get the Japanese into the relocation centers because that mm-hmm. served a political end. Mm-hmm. But that had a backfiring effect too, because you then undo the Constitution and you allow it people they don't have natural rights anymore because they can be thrown into relocation camps. So
right.
These are tactics that can backfire severely, and the danger here is that that's exactly what's
happening. Do you think these revelations are going to have negative life and legs for Obamacare and President Obama?
They are, because they reveal what the process was all about. The bill is already unpopular. It's already not working well. It was already manipulated
right.
in the sense that you had a lot of taxes going into it that weren't properly counted because the benefits were not in line with the taxes.
In fact, Gruber said, we knew it wouldn't work in Massachusetts because the only way Massachusetts worked was because we got $400 million a year from the government, from the federal government. That's the reason we knew that Obamacare wouldn't work without all these other supplements, that like stealing from the Social Security. Quick, last thoughts, Bert, quickly.
This will damage President Obama, and it will damage Obamacare.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right about that. Hey, Bert, thanks for being here. Good job. BertFolsom.com, right?
BertFolsom.com is the blog.
You can find his blog, and the books are available wherever books are sold. Look for those, folks. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do. Thanks, Bert. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be back after the news. More obnoxiousness after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.